Welcome back to AM Tampa Bay. Jack Harris is out until next week. Aaron Jacobson, Morgan Lash, and Tom Ponzo. And joining us now on the News Radio 970 WAFLA hotline, our day trading expert, Jay Ratliff, daytradefund.com. Jay, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, and how nice of you to give the rest of the world the day off.
Right. Everyone gets the day off but me, but I've had plenty of vacation days, so I'm excited to do this heading into the new year. And as we look into the new year, you know, let's look back at 2019 and what was best year for stocks since 1997, Jay.
It is, but Aaron, more strikingly, just go back 12 months. A year ago this week, markets we were talking about on the air had the worst December since the Great Depression. After years of going up and up and up, and that led a lot of people a year ago to say that 2019 can be a really rough year for the markets. And what do we see? The Dow's increased by 20%, the S&P by almost 30%. So yeah, Santa's still giving out presents with this kind of market.
How come it got stronger as the year went on?
Well, you know, when the Dow hit 25,000 in February, it was the first time ever, and a lot of people said, okay, are we going to hit 20 or 30 next? In other words, are we going to see a pullback to 20, or are we going to see, because when you hit those kind of milestones, the thought is, okay, investors are going to take their profits, they're going to realize that this may not be around for a while. But we had so many positive indicators that maybe weren't as strong as what a lot of people would have liked. We saw some strong manufacturing numbers early on. We saw some very strong earnings numbers. The GDP numbers were solid, and it basically just fueled the optimism on Wall Street that carried us and carried us and carried us. Now, we are less than 5% away from 30,000 as we end this year, and that is absolutely remarkable. And, it's going to be interesting to see how the new year treats us.
Yeah, and a lot of people, when this happens, you're starting to hear a lot of people clamoring about the stock market crash. Is that something that we should be concerned about in the near future, Jay?
Anytime you see, you know, I mean, stock market corrections is, you and I have talked about this for years and years and years. The corrections are just a natural part of the market. I mean, it goes up, we see a bit of a drop, we have a stall, the market, continues on its way back up. And anytime that you see the market's hitting new highs, there's a chorus of people that are saying, yeah, I mean, there's no way it can continue. But I remember the first year after the president was inaugurated, we were being told it couldn't continue. And then year two, year three. And what's happened has been that the economic policies of the United States under the president, as well as some improving numbers around the world and some things, have helped this market. And Aaron, I mean, I suspect that we could see a pullback. I don't think it's going to be anything drastic. But remember, we have a lot of cash on the sidelines, including Warren Buffett with a record number of cash, and they're basically waiting for stocks to go on sale. So if we do see a correction, I see a lot of this money coming into the market when they see some of these big-time ticker symbols on sale, and I think that would minimize the drop to an extent, which would allow us to see a recovery much more quickly.
How could the impeachment and the upcoming election next year, how could that impact what we see on the stock market?
Well, as we get closer, the uncertainty, if we've got a neck-and-neck race with whoever in the world comes out on the left side against the president, we expect some market volatility. We saw that with the last presidential election, and there were some individual stocks. There was a lot of fear at that point in time that Clinton was going to win, which really worried a lot of people from the Second Amendment standpoint. So we had a lot of gun stocks, ammunition stocks, and things of that nature in the months leading up to the election that increased in value as they saw some different things, and also on the healthcare side of things. And of course, when President Trump was elected, those things kind of reversed a bit because the fear wasn't there. If we see a Democratic contender that is going to challenge the president, there's going to be a lot of sectors such as the financial and the healthcare side of things that you're going to see a lot of very anxious investors. And some people may take their profits off the table, fearing that if the election goes against the president, some of those stocks could see some rather turbulent times. But you know, we got a lot of time between now and then, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
Jay, you're our aviation expert as well. While we've got you here, what's the best? I've heard Tuesday is the best time to book a flight as far as price goes. Is that still true?
Well, if you're looking for the slowest travel time of the week, yes, Tuesday and Wednesday are the best travel days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the best time to book, it really depends on the airlines, because sometimes they will load their fares early on a Thursday, a Saturday, or whatever it might happen to be. The one constant there, though, Aaron, is to check it early in the day. And again, if you're looking at traveling anytime in 2020, please buy your tickets early. But once you look at the airfare now for whatever dates you're looking at, if you see the fare is, you know, $330, $280, whatever it happens to be, and then you keep checking, early in the day is always my preference, because you're kind of early to the party, and you see that fare drop to $178, you know immediately it's a deal. You know immediately to snag it, because it's not going to be there long. But there's really no specific day of the week, because airlines will load their fares not only different days, but sometimes it's market-driven. If you and I own Delta Airlines and we see some of our advanced bookings for the last part of February are a little bit soft, we'll throw something out, kind of an unscheduled nature, in addition to everything else that we do. But I can tell you, for all the early risers, and this audience is definitely among them, check it first thing in the morning. You'll be ahead of the crowd.
Jack of all trades, Jay Ratliff, daytradefun.com. Jay, have a great new year.
And to you as well, my friend.